Hello.
Hello. Hello, is Evelyn? Oh, sorry.
Who
Hello,
wants
is
to
Evelyn
know?
Conway there? Oh, I'm just calling.
Who
I'm
wants
calling
to
from a
know?
national. Yes, I'm calling from a national opinion survey. We're conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not telling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
Okay.
Alrighty. Let me start with the first question. This one is, are you speaking to the named person? Oh, sorry. Just one second. Sorry. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate,
100%.
U.S. Congress?
Oh, go ahead.
All right. Oh, yes. U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and officers. Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
It's 100. We're gonna vote.
All right. Okay, so we have certain to vote.
Certain to vote.
All right.
Is that it?
Just one second. What racial or ethnic group best describes you? White?
White, yes.
Okay, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Oh, 10.
Go, sorry?
10, I said. 10.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Do you approve or
Okay.
disapprove? Okay, so we have Sherrod Brown as senator, Joe Biden as president, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman, Donald Trump as former president. Do you approve or disapprove of the job they are doing?
I do not approve of, oh, for heaven's sakes, as the other guy. I approve all the Democrats, but not, Trump.
All right. So let me just go, due to the interview, let me just go, one by one. And first we have Sherrod Brown as senator. Do you approve or disapprove of the job they
Approve.
are doing?
I just answered.
Okay.
Approve.
All right. Joe Biden as a president.
Approve.
Thank you. Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman, do you approve or disapprove of the job they are doing?
Approve.
Thank you. Donald Trump as former president, do you approve or disapprove the job they are doing?
Disapprove.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that.
Okay.
Derek Marin, and
Hi.
is this, sorry?
I heard of him and I disapprove of him. Is that
okay? So, due to the interview protocol, let me just provide you as well with the options. Derek married, favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard.
Was one of the very unfavorable.
Okay, that's the option that you select?
Yes.
Okay. First, energy, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard.
Oh, say that first word again.
The name is First Energy, very favorable.
Medium, you know, not that favorable with favorable.
Okay, because we have very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and
somewhat.
Very somewhat.
Somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marcy Captor, very favorable, somewhat favorable,
very
somewhat
favorable.
Unfavorable.
Did you hear
okay.
me? Very.
Yes. Thank you. Donald Trump, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. The next one is Democrats in Congress, very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Very favorable.
Somewhat.
Did you hear me?
Okay.
Very favorable.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat
very
favorable.
Very favorable.
Okay. And Republicans in Congress, very favorable. Somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Democrat.
Lean Democrat.
Did you
okay.
hear me? Democrat.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, is that it?
Okay, just about. If elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. If the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for
Sherrod
whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin? Or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marin? A chance? No chance. Okay. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about the Democrat Marcy Captor. Marcy Captor is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda for Joe Biden. Voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kapoor, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no sense? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
I don't much think less. It's true.
Okay. Let me, just for the protocol, let me just go ahead and read the options for you. We have much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true.
Less likely. I'm going to vote for her.
Okay. So you
sense?
Mentioned the – yes. Okay. Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. As landlord, who has received over 100,000 in contributions from real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. The options are much less, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true.
Most likely.
This
meaning what was the first thing that you said? You know, I don't believe that stuff, but I'm not going to vote for him. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. Okay. The first option was much less likely than somewhat less likely. No difference. More likely, not true.
Less likely.
Less likely.
Yeah, to vote for him.
Okay, because we have less likely much or somewhat less likely?
Less likely.
Okay, let me just, for those two options, we have much less likely or somewhat less likely.
Oh, boy. Much less likely.
Okay. Let me go for the next statement. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Options are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Next statement is, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. Options are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference.
What do you mean? Okay, he did that, so I would not vote for him. Is that what you're saying? Much not likely?
Okay,
I'm confused on what you're asking me. You know, the statement is of what it is. So what I likely would vote for him or not vote for him, is that what you're saying?
That
or you don't believe it?
Well, in this case, on my side, I'm not able to share my opinion.
No. I'm not understanding what most likely means. Is it mean,
oh, yes.
Not likely to vote, or what does that mean? You know, or you're asking me if I believe that statement?
Oh, no. The dynamic on this part is I'm reading the statement for the candidate. After I read the statement, as in the first indications, your answer will be much less likely or not true. Would you still be voting?
I'm most likely you won't vote.
Correct.
Say that again.
Yes, correct.
So
after
I read the statement, if I say most not likely, does that mean to vote for him? Or most likely is to vote?
Yes, this scale is how likely would you vote for the person I read the statement about.
Okay.
Yes, correct. So, would you like me to read again the previous statement?
Yeah.
Okay. In the state legislature, Derek Mayer supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville...
Oh, most not likely.
Okay. Well, let me just go ahead and read just for protocol, just to read the options, much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true.
Most not likely.
Thank you. Next statement is, in the state legislature, Derek Marion sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs of lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true.
Most not likely to vote for him.
Okay. Just
according
one moment.
To that statement, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for your answer. Let me read the next statement. After taking money from First Energy
okay,
and the criminals
how
involved.
How long is this going to last? Because I have to go. You know, I'm going to have to hang up. How many more statements are there?
We have right now just two more statements and a few questions left.
Oh, boy. Okay, we'll make it quick.
Okay, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marion was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utilities rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marion's corruption. Most less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference,
most
more likely,
likely,
much less likely. Okay, Derek Marion has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly
less likely.
Okay, somewhat. If I need to read the full statement in order to.
Well, I can't. I'm gonna hang up because I have to do. You know, I have to go someplace.
Okay, is there just to complete this survey, is there okay if I could call you back?
Can you just make it real quick?
I understand what he did.
I read that, I watched TV. I understood that, and I'm not going to vote for him because that's bad. You know, what he did was very bad, and women have their rights.
Okay, due to protocol, if you don't mind, I need to read the full sentence or the full statement.
Okay, I don't have time right now, so but let's end it right now.
Okay, no worries, and thank you very much for your time.
Okay, sorry to be short, but I'm busy. Thank you.
I understand. Thanks to you. Have a good day.